Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen.
We are talking with Michigan author Landon Beach about the new book, The Hike. Now, without giving away too much, Landon, give us an idea of what the story entails. We know it's organized crime, but give us a little background on what the story is about.
Sure. Well, I always start with, the idea and, of course, characters. And I think it's safe to say in my books, and what has drawn a lot of fans to them, is that I don't go with superhuman-like characters who can do anything. I like to put ordinary people in extraordinary situations and see how they react. And so I think a lot of readers have gravitated towards that because they get into a position where they think, this is what I would do if that happened to me. And right. So to answer your question, The Hike really begins with a character named Brad Cranston, who's an illustrator at a small press in Michigan. And he hasn't seen his brother in 6 years because he disappeared when they were supposed to hike the Appalachian Trail together. And then he gets a phone call from him out of nowhere and tells him to head south, bring a boat. There's a lot of money involved and don't involve the police. And so, boom, we're in. And in the one thing that drove me about his brother's character was, he's an outsider, and I've always wanted to tell a tale about, somebody who is, a so-called troublemaker of a family, the kind that is really too smart for their own good, sure. And they just keep getting in their own way, and it just came out in this book. And so the whole mystery aspect of it is, what happened to this guy for 6 years? Where was he, and why out of the blue did he call his brother? And that really, is the call to adventure in the book.
And it really is. And now we'll stop right there, and we'll let them pick up the book. And
of find out what happened.
Exactly. That's a great cliffhanger right there, Landon, no doubt. So in terms of picking up the book, when and where will it be available?
So the book is going to launch on July 1st, and I planned that with my team because we thought it would be really nice to have a nice beach read, pardon the pun, for the July 4th weekend.
Sure.
And, growing up in Taos and seeing everybody in the downtown area and the fireworks and going to the beach in Taos City and East Taos and just kind of digging your heels in the sand and reading a book. So we wanted to have it out for the 4th of July weekend and for the rest of the summer. 2 months before, definitely kids are back in school, etc. And so you'll be able to get the paperback version and the Kindle version on Amazon as usual. And soon after that, the audiobook will be available, and it's being narrated by Scott Brick again. So I'm really excited about that. But locally, and that's where my heart really is, just because Taos area is very near and dear to my heart. It's like a second home to me. And Heather at the Book Nook, just so generous when I launched my career and my first book 3 years ago. So the book is, all four of my books will be available at the Book Nook. And so if you are local in Taos, please drop by and give the Book Nook some business. It's a really special store. That's a great piece of the downtown area. And I think that just small independent bookstores are just the lifeblood of communities. You go in there, you talk to your bookseller, you get to know them. And so I definitely want to make sure that people are aware that you can get the book locally at the Book Nook.
Indeed. And then they can follow you. I'm sure you've got some social media outlets that they can find you also to learn more about you.
Yeah. So one thing that you can do is when you go to my website, which is LandonBeachBooks.com, you can sign up for my newsletter. And I have discounts every now and again on my books. And I promise I do not abuse that privilege. I maybe send out 3 or 4 emails a year, depending on the launches. And so rest assured, when you sign up for it, it isn't going to be hearing from Landon Beach once a week or once a month, because I would unsubscribe to something like that in a minute. So that's a great way to stay in touch. And you can also email me. I love to hear from fans and email them back. But the other outlets, of course, are your usual Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And there are links to those social media websites all on my website, so you can reach there, so you can follow me, like our page, and sign up for my newsletter. And again, very straightforward with it, and I'm only going to put stuff out when of an immediate nature.
Very good. Michigan author Landon Beach, The Wreck, The Sail, The Cabin, and now The Hike. Make sure you give it a good read this summer. Landon, always a pleasure, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again next year for The Bay, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. It's great to be on with you, and I'm glad to hear everything's going well at WKJC, and happy 4th of July.